Well, Mike, should we see where we've been?
Buying a car. I was in New Jersey buying a car.
And you're living in New York and buying a car?
Yeah. My car.
And that alone is an irrational act, you know. Why did you buy a car in New York?
My parents are on Long Island. My in-laws are in Brooklyn. We go away a lot.
You make a little hedge. If you take a taxi every time you want to go to see your parents, you'll save $1,000 a year or more. Just figure out what your insurance is.
No, actually, the car is registered in Long Island.
Yes.
Insurance is much cheaper.
Okay. We have two simonim that are really not relevant. Not that they're not interesting, not that they are not libra tova. I had a copy for you someplace, but I sent in that thing for Halab to take care of your legal requirements. Kutzadik Aleph. In the text itself, it's published on the broad principle of Kutzadik Aleph and Kutzadik Beis. I'm sorry, Kutzadik and Kutzadik Aleph. Covered all that we want to cover in Kutzadik, right? Last time, I think we was the last Mundala day from Mishim Beset. Here, well, this Dina Kutzadik Allah says, I underlined a few things to call your attention. It's not relevant because the issue is really resolved medically. There is no reason for a woman to see Dam Bahashtana, especially as we'll see when she's Regila Lirostach. That's classic urinary bladder infection, or God forbid, a kidney infection, and resolves itself medically, not halachically. There.
Yeah. Really, yep. In Kutzadik,
yeah?
No, I'm saying in Kutzadik, all we talk about is just. We're talking about paper and filter, and what's the talcum?
Yeah, we'll pick it up again, rather here again. that we talked about, and the idea that kesem is not kovei avesed. That halacha is important. That's the new dollar in Kutzadik. All the rest is the classic Sophic resolution of Sphakis and Tlio, the concept of Tlio. She's told her that with Tola and the Saskia Betana Golis, Ovo Meshuk Shatabochim, etc. Not in Yonim that need my attention. It's examples that the Mechaber put together for basically for Tlio and for where you resolve issues on the basis of suffix and sexfix. Yisho sheshina mayim, yotza damim vaglea. Here we have the problem that there's just a medical nishtana yidiya sateva. Okay. Bein sheshtino she omedes, bein sheshtino she yoshebes, hareze tahora. And hagosha yitole, even though some kind of hagosha, eino chosheshes, right? Why? Because you assume it's while she's involved with urination, whatever she's feeling internally is due to the contraction of the urinary bladder and the opening of the neck of the bladder, which she cannot differentiate from what is hagosha if she ever has hagosha. The chili between yosheves and not yosheves and omedes has to do with some kind of concept which I cannot find a moko for in modern medicine, and that is that if that it's possible that the urinary stream should go up into the uterus and wash out blood from the uterus, and therefore that's what we're choshish batilu is bein lishina v'medes, right? Look at the Ramah. Ein lati. I'm sorry. Finish off. Shei meragler min acheder v'dam ze damakahu bechulchulus or bekulia. Fine. So he had a straight due to a kidney urinary infection. Just the catch was the Ramah. Eshomen ein lati elav yoshev esushtina. Avo bo omedes imekaleches sochasapo l'mishom dam tohora. Avo imshoseses al sasasapo l'mishom dam tmeya. The hoel. We have no way to explain what that means. But the suffix that's created is a suffix that needs a little attention. If she's sitting on a toilet seat, and she finds dam on the seat, there's a question: how come? Finds dam in the urine, in the water. We'll pick that up in the tshuva from the Igros Moshe, which I will handle. The Eshomrim dafilu biyosheve saying latiru lemekaleches v'nimsa dam tocha sapo, avol asfasa sapo temeya ubo medes b'chol inyan temeya. That she urinates standing up, not in a true sitting or crouching position. That problem of how somehow the diversion of the stream to go upward and come down again, we have no clear idea where they got the source information, but you could assume it came from Asher Piyam Dibashov, Vimino Higin Shokya. It came from the Goyim who published such things or said such things that Chazal record because, as I told you already before, because of the one big error that Chazal made when they said Yesh Chochma V'Agoyim. Couldn't believe that Agoyim would be such a big liar as to fabricate, as to say things that are not true there. So they got caught in a number of such things. What's that?
Where did
Tamach
Lebesnet?
I'm sorry?
Where did Tamach Lebesnet and she
sees? Wait, we picked up quickly in the Ramah. וכי משם את שום הסרן, אז זה צאצ'ה דדה. בכל זה, אם נמצא דם במקרה, אבל אישו שרגיל לירוס דם במי רגליה, הוא מגש את קי בשו שמטל עצמאים, כאן חולי שקורן, הרן וינד, whatever I'm supposed to mean those words, but I know what it means. It means a urinary infection. נראה די יש להתה בכל עניין, דאיקו ידיים מוכיחוס שיש לו מקו, המחי ואוסו בתולס מי רגליה. ממנו האדם יוצא אפילו אם מוצא דם אחר התולס מרגליים שמתן נכס לעצמו, that's what we'll pick up, טהורו, מאחר שמגש את קי בין מוצא דם רק אחר התולס מרגליים, בדי דם מקו. the classic symptomology of a urinary infection for a woman, more than for a man, a lot more than for a man, but for a woman, is pain when she initiates urination. That's the first symptom that she's in trouble. And medical statistics today are that the average woman has 2 urinary infections a year. And it shouldn't be anything that deserves much attention. That's what it is. If she has more than 2 a year, then it requires a medical workup, etc., etc. But the fact that she will have twice a year an urinary infection, which is resolved by taking a few pills of antibiotic, that's the derech hateva. Right? So therefore, this is nogeya, halacha lemaise. It's a common occurrence, not one of these rare things. Pick up the shach. The third of the broad lines in the shach. I don't know if you have the same format that I have here. I have the old
There's a period right before it.
Okay. Pick it up there. And I'm going into the Shaila.
Yeah. It's a little before Ches. It's about the...
Okay, he's quoting a Maharil. But it's equal for us, just to follow along with me. The only time she's roa nidus is when she urinates. And they always told her that it's due to something in there, right? Some infection. Then she doesn't need it. Obviously. So, again, I want to spend too much time on this one because that part is not really no geya halacha lemaise. Therefore, you must assume, and that's what the shach explains, that we're talking about an isha sheyesh veset, right? And this has happened shalom b'shas vesta. But when kolov vesta, you have to worry about it. That's the fact that she'll find blood on the seat there, and introduces another shayla, and malachi, it should be, we should pass it that way, that it'll go with a loch of kesem, right? A loch of kesem, a toilet seat, is mechubal akarka, it's not mechubal tubin, so it shouldn't be a relevant thing. All she do is make that suffix. Maybe she is, if it's from a palessa, but maybe it's not a kesem, it's a riyah, right? But if you follow the rules that all the people seem to have accepted, that she's not supposed to look, or not, she's recommended to look, then you get someone who's getting involved with Lisa Kores. Yeah, no doubt, that's a classic case. Well, she has to make a dikit and see whether she's lower down or not. And if she makes a bedikah and doesn't find anything, ain't a hanami. Then you treat it like a kesem. That's a kesem al adobo shena makabel tumen. But without a bedikah, it's not possible to resolve that issue. The Rambam gives something here which is the second differential bedika that the halacha talks about. One was the bedika b'shoferes when the choshesh for ro adam achnas tashmish, and then you have a second bedika. If you pick up the Rambam near the ches of the Bir Agot, where you have the large Pinchas, right? Go up a little bit by Zion. You have the reference to the Bir Agot Zion. Ach yesh machmirim shol lahatir rak b'isho shesh loveset la'tzricho b'dika. D'hayu, kodem shetashtin tibdok asma heite v'chulim b'zdokim v'mlo timso dam tachnes mochnoki ha'amoko b'pnim v'tashtim et kaneach asma yoke mimei ragleho v'totzi ha'moch im niki yochoch gidol le'en adam min ha'moko. So Ishur she'ein lo beset, where you know beset kavua, so that every day remains of sopik. And if it has to be like we learned chart, no beset at all, not even pochos mei, and it's in that period of time where it's possible, then she has to make a bidike. Bidike, I don't understand how a woman could make it herself. I can see possibly a doctor doing it for her, or a midwife doing it for her, because what they're assuming is that you can get past the opening of the urethra, right, and insert a tampon past that point, and then when she urinates, you'll see whether, after she washes, she cleans herself well, then you pull out the tampon and see whether there's any blood above the orifice of urination.
In the urinary tube?
Huh? I'm sorry?
In the direction of the bladder?
The urinary bladder comes down with a pipe, right, called the urethra, and ends up over here. The vaginal opening is above that, so that it's possible to put a moch dochuk above the urethral opening, the urethral orifice,
towards the bladder,
closer to the uterus. It could be done, but I don't see how a woman could do that on her own. To place that properly, before you need, and it could very well be that's what they mean. Because I saw in one of the Achayim says, mentioned that Isha Mumchis is needed to help to make that bidik. Then the end of the Ramah. Okay, pick up. V'meina motza dam achakak shebodik esatzvot. Make his bidik. She doesn't find any dam on the head of the tampon. Rak kiroin kimo chol v'chatzatz odom. She finds red gravel. That's chatzatz. Right. You with us? It's two or three lines before the end of the Ramah. Okay. Ubishas Vesta on the Pavamache and Hora Dam Mamish Kishaloshim, Venemos also hole, Rakaha Meraglea, Tehova, the Eno Dam Rakho Shadako Livole de Cloyus. That's a good, accurate medical description of kidney stones in their small form. They are gravel. It's a solid material, largely most often calcium oxalate, right, which forms and causes the kidney stones. That unfortunately some people are prone to kidney stones, and it's equal men and women suffer from the same problem. And when the patient is fortunate and the stone doesn't form, there's no accretion of the small stones to make a big stone, then it passes out. And when a kidney stone has to be treated, nowadays they try to do it by ultrasound, externally, without having to do anything internally, but they place a transmitter above the kidney and send shock waves. In the old days, they had to put the person in a bath, and the chaplains went through the water. Nowadays, they modify just a wet pad, and they can break up the stone, then it'll come out this way. And that is, we pass galach l'maisa. So what's the problem here? The problem is that we heard before that if she finds little red spots, little red things, she needs the bedika of what? Of shoreh b'mayim poshrim. It has to be soaked for 24 hours in warm water to see. And if it's loni muach, if it doesn't dissolve, then she's tamea. And here these won't dissolve. That's what he's telling you. That's what the Gemara is trying to differentiate. So if normally she has a normal veset and she sees regular liquid blood, and now only associated with urination she sees this, what looks like little pieces of blood, dried blood, right? But they're not dried blood, he says. Don't worry about it. Even if lonely more, they will be. Look at the shach. Ein sorg lahatl mayim liros in the muchu, kideo kbechez. Doch a shiny. Kimi shi roa im meireg leo, chatsats dam o chol, de lo kebeiso, because the hocha belav hocha shori, mi taima de leo, si te vore de lesa. Doch a shori, I feel a blow bedike, or I feel a kshin mucha be mayim. But it seems to associate, well, you check it out, that it is chatsats, that it's not dried blood. Because remember, dam nido is metame, bein lach, bein yovesh. Without the test of Nimuach, we were Asaha. Here you don't have to Asaha. Just to finish off this, I thought it would be more pedagogically efficient to work with a tshuva. This is a prophetic David, you a day. Okay. Pick up Yud Gimel. This is our reading. Yud Gimel and Yud Dalit. And Tezbol. And Tezai. This is short shuvus that will help us what is our goal and attempt to see that you're comfortable. Halacha l'maaseh that you can handle such a child. This is a series of little tshuvas that because you should know that these tshuvas were never written to Shemaida Biksal. Shemaida used to come to Shemaida Shalim on Friday and drive home with him in the car, which is a distance of about 5 blocks. Okay. During which time he fired questions and the Shed answered. Years later, when Ida came out with the same thing, and the answer, the Shed then wrote it up in the form of a composite shoot. Ma shemarti kui sheshama isha shemotza dam bikinuach achar tolas meraglayim. These are the kind of tshuvas that need filling. I don't know what people will learn from them. Yes, I told you the one big problem with Mashiach Shulis is you don't have the Shoel there. Many of our Shabbos Shulis record the Sheva and then the Shulis. The Shoel really records the Sheva except in most brief form. So what did he say? Shoel this way. That if a woman's Mekaneach, that's where we're up to. Kinoach is intermediary between Kesem and Bedika. We have Bedika, Kinoach, and Kesem in that descending order. And therefore, how do you differentiate between a Kesem and a Bedika are Le Kinoach? The problem with Kinoach is it's the same place you make a Bedika. Number two, we lost the Makolis, all Makolis Tevets, that the tree of the Makolis. That's not a place where you will find a Makolis, and therefore the tree isn't there. So if there's a tree with the Makolis on, okay. Otherwise, if you don't have the tree, we're now bereft, right, of one important Matir. What's left as a Matir is what? No Hagosha. And but Kesem differs from Bedika into halachic differences. The clear is an insect, right? And the fact that there's no Hagosha. So when it is Arile Bedika, we went ahead and we said maybe there is Hagosha, and we told her the Hagosha's end. Poking around, maybe at that moment she feels something, but she can't differentiate because of the fact that she's poking around in there. By Kesem, we don't have that. So here we have a situation of a Kesem that has to be differentiated from Bedika solely on the basis of Noha Goshen. Okay? Approach it that way, you understand what Shuba says. You heard that I posthumously saying. Like Shemir or the Kaneach, she's in a hurry. The baby is crying. Right? She's been wanting to go to the bathroom for the past 4 hours, right? And couldn't find time. That's called normal parenting. Right? Woman has no time, period. Thanks God she can get into the bathroom. And she's in a hurry. That's called Miyah. Then she finds Dam the Kinuach. And it's called the Bedika. Ushalom miyavo, ulaki kesem the boy shir. And if not, we treat it like a kesem, and it needs shir, and it has all the halachos of kesem of davar mekabel tumah. And as we'll see, since the shir held that toilet paper is mekabel tumah, but toilet paper is not mekabel tumah. Therefore, you need the halachos of kesem, which won't apply basically. Nonetheless, she's using something more choshev than toilet paper to wipe us up, which is quite possible. There are wipes that some women use normally, some men use also to wipe themselves because they have a problem with hemorrhoids or something. And that paper, a thicker paper, or a more choshev paper, that may be a problem too. Okay? Mishael Niyar is a problem too. It's that Niyar that is so inconsequential as toilet paper, it falls apart. But if you have a piece of paper that doesn't fall apart, most of the wipes that they sell, they sell the same wipes that you use for your baby. If you wanted to use it for yourself, it goes over a different name, it costs twice as much.
Are tissues more chashuv than toilet paper?
Yeah.
Tissues?
No. Our Kleenex.
Well, tissues hold up better than
toilet paper. No, it falls apart. That made it fall apart. Yeah. Okay. I don't know anybody who puts the wipings in to the washing machine and washes them to use again. That differentiation you have to make. It's held. Thicker paper, or kosher paper, falls under the lock of Yor, and since most of the Achoyim held that Yor is Mekabel too. for Shlomir or Rafi Kessel, the boy shears. Lo dibarti ish shiros adam b'shas asir tzocher v'pigir ha-meir ha-meis v'asis v'pigir ha-meseinu v'pigir ha-sugir v'pigir ha-lochet v'habit v'pot yidir v'yambu v'shukhlo re simil kutsa l'kala אלא בדם שרוס על הכינות אחר עשיר תזוכר. יש כאן גודל לומר, זה בניגמר איקו כינו לך שתן, שאיקו אינשי ואיקו נושי שאין שורס וישב עד שייצו כל הכיפים. נכון שניחה איזה תינו וכינוק וצלבדו שבוכר, או שניחו כלי על האש וכדומה. A tshuva that speaks to reality, right? Ushekin ka'oz v'ros adam shazman zeh shvayot iti gluch ha-sheter leku shuv meniyel v'otzos adam en amoko shen shem dam hamukha l'aseis meizetam bein shuv v'zman v'esta on shuv v'zman v'derv mikre right? Shere yisa v'rashi etc. shein derv dam nidu l'otzim medaglayim. But right after those, even the Nopak, the Kiluach, Kiyuch, Yelo, Tchiku, Yelo, the Meiraglaim, the Mokko, that Kabul is still with us, whatever that means. And there the Mokko Lotz is in Meiraglaim, Lochei, Shekola, Kiluach, Etzlo, she finishes urination, Shuv, Shaya, Sheitze, Dam, Eger, Shabob, and Mokko. While urinating, not, but right after, yes. After on Kola, Kola, Meiraglaim, Lotz is, the Nishal Adai, Kipim, Meiraglaim, Lochei, Kichos, the reason for why a woman wiping herself out, she urinates, is because the area is wet with the urine, she wants to wipe it, right? Initially, I die and keep it, maybe I'm lying, so I can't see Tichos. After I'm going to show you, 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 I'm going the king of Mosad Avlaj Shikrum, Dina Kikasa. Why? So what's this? Shaila's Halacha Maisa. Just put yourself in position, although you're not a woman, but you follow the same pattern. Right? Nothing is pushing her. The baby isn't crying, there's nothing on the fire, and she's reading a magazine. So she finishes urinating, she's still reading a magazine. And now she finishes the article, she wipes herself, no. And then she finds dam. The question is, where did dam come from? Right? Clearly, it came, and the Shreya had that clear, that a woman really could be mother, she sees dam in a moko. But because she's preoccupied with so many things, that this these little stimuli that come from some kinesthetic sense, they're not detected by the woman before she's preoccupied. But if she's relaxed and has nothing better to do than read a magazine article, then the absence of Hargosha is significant. That affirms that's a kesem, not an ego. So even though normally we attribute the absence of Hargosha to what? Hargosha's head, or Hargosha of the Meiraglayim, but on these circumstances, maybe she saw dam before, we don't do that. I mean, had she wiped herself before, maybe she would have found out. We're not told that lechumra on something that could have happened. So what then? We treated Basher Ushoma. What she found, at this moment, she found down below her Hargosha, because she was relaxed, because she was sitting around reading an article. Therefore, it's clearly a keser, and we'll go with the Hilchos keser. But it doesn't end up as any way to be machmir because of the chumus of kesem, because of the circumstance that she finds it on a piece of tissue that is not makabel tumah. Therefore, pialoche, it'll work out that it's a big chilik. If she wipes herself right away, she's tumah. She wipes herself after, even though she finds some blood, it's nothing. You told her the kesem. Okay, you with us? Big chilush of in that shoe.
So if she finds blood
immediately, so we assume it's still part of the feeling of urination.
Urination.
Right? She will not be sensitive to any other hagosha. But if she sees it, she finished and she's sitting around and then yeah, go back. In the case where she wipes it right away, You gotta pose the shayla as a personal shayla. Exactly. She was sitting, she was standing, was stuck with all those chilukim that the Shulchan Aruch makes, which the Shayla didn't want to be machalik, he passed it that way, that's how it is. But he didn't cover, and I don't know why, is the mitzius. I mean, we have the next shuva that takes care of the mitzius of on what she found the dam. But here, where she found the dam on the toilet seat, why he doesn't say, but it's mechubal akarka, and it's mechubal akarka, it's not the kabel kuma. It's all the bowl, no more focus on that. Our toilets are more mechubal akarka. We don't have a case where she has a commode, a portable toilet. That would be the shape. But if she did the normal toilet in the house, right, it's not the kabel kuma. And then you doubt it.
A toilet on an airplane.
Another example is women who are not feeling well and have trouble walking, and some women who have osteoporosis, they have difficulty walking, they'll have a commode near the bed, especially if they don't have a bathroom next to the master bedroom. And have to walk a little bit, they find it difficult at night, unsafe at night to walk in the dark and so on. They have a commode near the bed, that's a regular clean, that's the kabel kuma.
Is the seat also considered mechubal al karka? The seat which is
permitted. That permanently
separates from the actual bowl.
Yeah, that's it. Yes, that's to the seat.
So one unit.
What's it go there? The bone is attached to the throat. Yeah.
Doesn't the fact that it's plastic?
I'm sorry?
Isn't the fact that most of these things are plastic these days anyway? Shouldn't that be enough?
In fact, the kabel kuma not also good thing. It's not a kabel. All seats are plastic, but in my home garden seats have to be fancy wood. It's also tricky creative, also in the public.
So, Rabbi, if she finds blood miyad in the quinoa, then it's assumed that it's going with the...
Really like a rear. Treat like an egg.
Even if it wasn't bin girut, even if she did it below mihar, if she didn't do it.
No, not yet. Because you say, I mean, she wiped herself without brushing, but since it is immediately after Tolos Meiraglayim, we assume that she'll possibly do the hagosha. That's the assumption we always make. Because what she's doing is not kesem. She's wiping herself in the place where I told you there's no makolas, there's no assumption of any other from any external source to be toler, and therefore it's only toler on the absence of argosha, and that we said we're not willing to accept the absence of argosha, right? When she is making a bedika, and this is treated like a bedika because it's kinuach. It's not just she found on her underwear. She poked around in there in wiping herself. She wipes herself in a place where a partial bedika is made.
Is this assuming that she didn't have any pain that would accompany a urinary tract infection?
Sources of had to guess by a relatively healthy woman where the blood came from. That's important. One of our problems in the Chassid is you have to have a little bit of a broader background in the medical conditions that are the reasons for finding blood shalom b'shas vesta. The most common reason would be that she has hemorrhoids. And she wipes herself, it's not my colleague exactly, and so she can pick up a drop of blood from the rectal area. That would be the most common source of bleeding. And women, especially those who had one or two children, have enlarged blood vessels there, which present the problem.
I thought an external bedikah is not considered bedikah.
Which?
I thought an external bedikah is not considered bedikah.
This is not considered.
It's external. This is just a wipe.
But it's internal enough. It's not external. It's external internal. When she wipes herself, in the labia, not just outside the labia. Not like a man wiping himself. If you want to wipe yourself, no place to go in. By a woman, there's a place to go in. So it's an external bedika insofar as it's not considered a bedika to be matir her, that she's not a hoed dam. But it's enough of a bedika to make a suffix until mehor sedam. No, a woman who made a kinuach and wanted to count shiv and ikiyim on the basis of the kinuach, we wouldn't allow that. That's the external bedika. But in order to make a suffix, it makes a suffix.
How long does she wait after she goes to the bathroom?
I mean, literally, if he finishes keeping, and he's finished, she knows she can get up now, she can wipe herself and go out. But she's in the middle of the article. I mean, it's not such a simple thing. Yeah. You're not married, are you? Why? You have any children yet? No. That's your wife after you have your fourth child. Right? Whether she's under any pressure, not even to take care of her bodily needs, her bodily functions. So it's always something to do. Yeah. So if she finishes and she, oh Hashem, you're walking the baby outside, right? And we're going out for dinner someplace, and there's nothing pushing her, and she can afford to sit another 5 minutes and read an article. That's a great luxury for women nowadays. People don't appreciate your wives. These are super women today. I have daughters, I must say, I'm more impressed with my daughters than my sons. but they can accomplish it in a day, take care of all those things. That's the thing. My Bechora has 10 children. She runs the largest girl school, adult school in Yerushalayim. Other schools that open up, the Chardal school system, Charedi Lumi, everybody's home, all the women come to their hair, but they allow themselves the isur of singing that tikvah and flying the Jewish flag and calling school off on Yom HaTzmaut, one of the Yisurim, the Raisa nowadays. To do everything, including going out to take a modern dance class, so that she stays physically in shape. Impressive accomplishments. It doesn't go after your name, PhD, MA, and so on, but it's impressive accomplishments. But then you're doubting. Now that she thinks about the Yomos Hadakos, Hadakos be old. She now saw the Kino by Satisi, got tissues, and Yeshua didn't kiss it. The Yomos Hadakos, the old, she now saw the same old Kino by Satisi, by Satisi, right? Hey, that's how the Yomos should call it tissues, Yeshua Hokeo Dam, Lohoro Samase, she now said didn't kiss it, didn't summon it, didn't summon half of some sofa. He held that all Samsov held that all Nyo is not Makabel Tumah. I will match it also. The Cherinim Dikas Ed Chen Murdoch in the Rosa Valka. Neither did Dapke Binyo Og, shall Nevatel be called Tashmish. Go Binyo is Dapos, the Mikomenu Chenevatel be called Tashmish. The Gam also won that Samit Semel Pishtim. After studying material for Lubodin, for the Godin. Okay, then you have a very interesting thing. Bapa Chaponsodom, the Gilsa Shalonu, right? The law can cost us himself, which is Libya, Nio, Eno, Kabutum. Our Chaponsodom says it is Mikabutum, obviously. Somebody left out a word, Eno, which happens, right? Shenodal Makabutum, and the Sado, right? Sheyodim and Yodak Shalonu, Eno Makabutum. Log Eim Shenasem Eitz Vasov Machadome, Arafim Nasem Eitzem Rupish. Even if the starting point were ground up cloth material, like they make good paper from it, right? Nevertheless, if it's then rolled out to millimeter thickness that our tissue has, it loses its chashivas. Now my aim is don't make too much. Now still the tashmir sham is kaiyim. Gam lo roil le dovo is kaiyim. And achein vada is bolam lo makabel ding som.
That includes the case from before, from the previous tshuva, about woman's wiping.
Only if she was relaxed and waiting. Otherwise, we treat like a riyah. And a riyah then a chilik, whether the kabbal tum or not. But when very often a woman presents a shayla on a mare, and it's on a piece of tissue. And she, they leave the stuff in the mailbox to include a note with a phone number that maybe set up the situation. And she'll put a note, I apologize that I thought I'd get home in time to make a bidikah with an egg with the cloth, but I got caught in the office and therefore I had to use a piece of tissue. A piece of white tissue with product and make a bidikah. It's a fine bidikah. They're treated like a double shein of a kabel tum. That's only for kesem, not for bidik, not for bidik.
Is the color a variable?
Sorry?
Is the color of the tissue paper a variable?
Absolutely, surely. It's red, it's hard to be bold. It's a red. Not unless she's a masochist.
Well, let's say it's not white.
Yeah?
Let's say it's not white. Let's say it's,
if it's light pastel colors, we'll treat it like white. The white of Chazal was not this man's shirt. It was closer to his shirt over there. Off-white thing. White is an accomplishment, a modern accomplishment. They all were more light gray, etc. Okay. then the next one won't do. It's very, if you do it, it's very interesting. It really is longest on the sugya in the Sefer Nida. Dovah HaMakabal Tumah overlaid by Dovah Shein HaMakabal Tumah. It's Negei El Sarach HaLamayseh, because that is very, very common how you get the shayla. Especially those women who, towards the end of their menstrual cycle, of the bleeding cycle, sorry, will use just a thin pad, which they buy a thin thing, paper, right, with a sticky backing to it, and they attach it to their underwear, to his personal cleanliness, so on, and they shouldn't stain the underwear, but the underwear gets stained with blood. It's hard to wash out the stain, you have to stain a set. So they'll use this little pad for light days, so forth, right? That's a double, she'ain't a makabel tumah, right? Overlayered, a double makabel tumah, because she's being treated as, because it's stuck one on top of the other, you treat it as part of the gzeira lo plug, right? Since there's a double makabel tumah underneath, her underwear, right? That's a shayla, nice shayla there, but it's in London, so Allah Khalam Aisa, we make them. Next one I'll just summarize for you. We want to move ahead a little bit. I'm Tezayin. Isha Shekim Chatzma Mosad Dam Pokhs Mikigiris. Right? That first part we should look. The second part we'll just comment on it, because we see the attitude of that gave my share the reputation of being a maker. I know anyone who reads my share's shuvas, you don't find too many coolers. What you find is an analysis. It says what Halacha says. You know, and then she would come in, people say I'm a maker. I told you this. I had a fellow, Sinkosova, who imbibed a little bit more than he should have. And he came over to my chair. The chair has been all the years, I think, since 1960. When he moved to Muncie, he would come to us. We saw him in Kippur before he took the element. And spent it through. A week after Sinkosova, that was his only vacation that he had. And then we quarantined him and couldn't use a telephone. He wouldn't put him on a telephone. He had only one visitor. He had to come and ask him. That's how he used to come in. For a few hours, and then he'd spend hours literally giggling, laughing the whole time, telling stories from the old home. The fellow went over to him, the fellow's name is well known to you, and he was a little bit off, and said, Rosh Hashiva, they say that you are a maker, but I saw on Sukkos, all Sukkos, with our custom, each of the five sons, each of us bought a different kind of vessel, one of a Moroccan, with a pitim, other pitim, and we made the bracha, we took all these soldiers, one after the other. So people say you're a maker. He's a fellow who's a little off, but the Shiva man says, I see that you're very machmir on the Esri. Right? So Shiva didn't answer him. He came home, he said, people say I'm a maker. He said, what do they want me to do? Paskin against Aloha? I'm not a maker. What? Paskin Aloha said, aye, they pass him wrong all along, people pass him with hunger. It's because, not because they were machmir, they are machatzim. They pass him wrong. You see here a mood. Take the last paragraph of this. You see how a tshuva is answered. Yisha sheitiro anir begupo klim el miyos hirorim. Shekor and diaphragm. A very common shayla. Women who have a heter to use a diaphragm, which is not an easy heter to give. We'll talk about it towards the end of the Zaman. Diaphragm is a difficult method of contraception, not the aloha. The pill is easier to be mafia. It's from the side of the diaphragm. The pilegit shuvah ayin held that even in tuch nefesh, you're a mafia diaphragm. Even if she'd get pregnant, it would endanger her life. You don't have relations. You wouldn't be a mafia diaphragm. Diaphragm is not an easy mafia. But nevertheless, it's widely used. Right? That's a bedikah. That's not a kesef, right? Obviously, diaphragm is all the way up, right? At the opening of the uterus, a better bedikah you won't find, right? Who asked him this? But you should ask him also is a petza cotton be a dead siponel chatis or tiosu. The mesh locks was there, Messala she tore up and insahabi people stuff. That's a shayla. The dog asked back the shayla. You sure she didn't scratch herself? It's a messy business putting the diaphragm up there. The diaphragm is this size. It has to be pulled it up and put in so it expands to block the area. Right? And women have fingernails. She doesn't wear rubber gloves when she does it, so that would guard against the finger. Maybe she scratched herself. That's an attitude. I'm not prepared to be machmir, even though obviously, even if she says yes, I feel I scratched myself, which is very, very common. And she's nemena zemet, then you machmir it. But shlo b'shas vesta, she's b'tel sabayah. Why should you assume that she saw it now? Because the cheskas ain't at all with them. Pick up the beginning now. Isha shekin ha'atzma b'yosu mokom b'yed ha'boduk u'motz adam pochus b'kikis. Right? We're talking about now, not a bedikla. We're talking about kincho, right? That's kinua. And she found, now what is he really asking here? This is something you should be asking. If you say that there is no clear in my colas, there are no insects to be able to be told that, right? Then the sheer gris only came because of the makolas. And as we mentioned, I call your attention to the Pisim Shuvah, there are sheikas at home, there was manas there, that our bed bugs are not that big, right? And therefore the sheer gris is too big. The Chabad said, if you have bed bugs that are bigger than a gris, you can be told that are bigger than a gris. Measure by, but the reverse should also be true. That our little poor puny bed bugs, they don't, when you squash them, they don't give you a whole gidis, a whole penny size stain. Then you should be told on half a gidis. You can only told it only if it's a half a gidis, but a whole gidis not. Right? Therefore, since you ruled out the three of the macrobus, for by kinua, you say that no, don't. Assume there's an insect there, then the shield doesn't apply. So therefore, shkin chatzim also mokom where the body also done pochus mikigris should also be tameya. Kimon chosu mokom body kweis makolas yishula the tama gam be pochus mikigris. I'm confused because the next few lines is for my son-in-law, which shouldn't be there. Right. Where do we have? Where let us pick up again. Jump down to Luchu Ha'Yalon Aloma. That allows to the flow of the tube. Luchu Ha'Yalon Aloma, they not economic. They have a shedin, so pochus b'kigris, but pochus b'kigris, the old, that's the expression that we've been using, right? Nifle b'makolis, right? There. Dilma chumru, Aber hoffe vor, kann man ja auch immer wieder. Aber ich habe an Dammel bebreist, dass er mich in Polen ist. Da geht es auch noch mal. Die Kiemen, die Kiel auf Sommerkohlkappel aus dem Mokko. Dann lebt der Mokko in der Gambri. Eine mit der war da. Ein Schengen hat sich verletzt, ein Bosch, ein Klau, etc. etc. So, es gibt da unter der nächste Last Tage. Nimm so die Dinger. Der Botras war der Chashivas Bedieke. Wir schon schon das Mann, sie ist Lokosch. Aber das Mann, da ist jetzt ihre Bedieke, ein Lokosch, mein Kurz. Und die Meier, viele, wir nehmen zum Maschen. Aber in der Häuser, Kavanosso, Lasse Bedieke, mit Schulz, die das Mann, sie ist auch mit Diener, Lasse Bedieke. Er ist auch sehr, die Kinur, die Arme, wo Kavanosso. Dann, ein Lokosch, die Zöcke, die Schier, die Gewisse auch. A whole new approach on any other local courts. It's at times some of her best. Not in the owner, but a woman begins to worry about that time, right? So when she wipes herself, right, she wipes her with the intention also of checking whether everything's okay. That's what he means. Kavanosso was Kinuach with a kavona of bdika. Not she's making a bdika, it's kinuach, right? And since the kavona was bdika, then she's careful to wipe us at that point, to delimit the area that she's wiping herself. Therefore, we can't be told there that his blood came from another place. And the other place which she doesn't mention, the hemorrhoids. That's the ikaboko niklos on it. If her kavona was also to use it, not as bdika meaning, or proper bidika, the whole holem is doctor. But nevertheless, then she's the tamsin, that's what the question is there, then she's the tamsin, the mokom, where she wipes herself. Therefore, we continue there as a efshel litlos, as a kesem, which you cannot be told, not on my kolet, and not on the mokom acher, because it's divinity. Then the taile is, if they go my colors, then the Easter is the prophecy to this. If, however, it was a painting Noah where she could have moved over an area other than just the Moko where she makes the Bidiki, then you still could be told that it came in Moko Macher, and we're not going to say, Aloha Kosher. It seems to me that I don't know anybody else who makes the Aloha Meister. This is practical Habos. This is your pride Aloha for the living situation. Okay. Now let's move into the next one. Yeah, if you don't mind. Okay. You have the Takonis Kazal. If it's a sheer gris, that's a bit of kesem.
That's right?
That's why a woman should not use white sheets. She puts on white sheets only during rainy days, only during the shivering period, if she wants to. But even that, nowadays, it's nonsense. A woman wears white underwear during shivering period, and she's supposed to be more careful and wear white underwear. She doesn't worry about the sheet. Our type of underwear that have elastic legs and double the gufo. That's fine. Then she can have any kind of sheets underwear, which is a good idea, not to have white sheets in the house.
So the Kabbal Tumah, from the Kabbal Tumah, it's just the ability to create a suffix that does not necessarily asser her, make her tamei, then she has to do the environment.
think, yeah.
The Rav mentioned last week that basically when these things don't make sense anymore, that she doesn't walk through the shuk or she doesn't, that it's tikkun. And that's it. And then the bar, because everything, suck in bar, that's it.
Even the vodka of Lamasa down, she said, no point in making a bleaker there. She finds a mitzvah old on a white garment that's makabel tumah. Right? There's no need to make a bleaker, so she's in there anyway. It'll make no difference whether she's bodekas or not bodekas. Okay. The next, Kutzari Bays, we have a few minutes to get into a little bit. I don't know if that's Nageya today, Aloha Lamaisa. In those days, I guess they move faster than we do. A man proposes, and within 7 days they get married. So there we have a problem. Tavua linose, right? Vinus paiso. You tell me why he put in that word. I have the slightest idea. I mean, to rule and not say, she said no. So you don't have to make any bidikas. But to rule and not say, but it's paisa, and she agreed. Just dibo bahabo. It's this expression of normalcy. Sicha leishev zayinikiyim. Ben gedola, ben katana. Atula vodka asno bishasvi or mosa tohova, shema machmas chimud rosa tipa zam kechadl or gishabo. That's not the moko for today of the Chosin Kala not seeing each other for 7 days. Even though I've heard it said, well, I know it can be the moko because this halacha, not seeing 7 days, was imported when the Hungarian invasion of America occurred. It just wasn't. When I was growing up, it was not the custom.
It's even a custom among Gaiim. They believe that it's bad luck to see the...
That's it. It means black dog. There's a lo sinachshu. That's a Gaiim. Whatever the Gaiim do, we're not allowed to do. So it's lo sinachshu. If it's bad luck, then it's also. In Bali, it's Yisud HaReisa, most likely.
Maybe they took the
men out
from us.
Okay. Shema machmas chimud rosa. Okay. Yeah. What comes out of this simen are two interesting in the Gei Halacha L'maaseh. It's really not shayach Halacha L'maaseh, except in one case. And that it shouldn't happen like it happens. Also nicht treffen. Pick up Gimel and then we'll pick up the Shachem Beis. The other is not shy. Right, what is it? Oh, just if you haven't read it yourself. Umon zayim imochos yomatvir, vein asicha hefsik tara, afi shalbot kav yomatvir lehafsik b'me, v'tara monem yom imochos zayim ikiyim. This is not shiva ikiyim, right? This is not the shiva ikiyim that you know about from the dinik tara se mishpoch. Zoni hefsik tara, epistam, sach shash, not a big shash, a little shash, so you should check, right? And what? Look at the Ramah. Miu b'di'evet im lobotka atzma rak pamachas to zayin saki. That one you have to explain to me. Right. They had a takone, they're worrying about dam chimut. But in the 7 day period since he proposed, once she made a b'dika is gedul. Not the first day, when maybe the shock of being proposed to should cause a dam chimut, right? once during the 7 days dinu.
Well, maybe because it's not the din really of shoving a kiyum after.
Of course, obviously it's not. Right? Certainly not. But look at the shach, and this is important for later on. We haven't yet gotten to how a woman behaves during the what I refer to as the preparatory days to tefillah, right? The Yemei Hachana of the tefillah, the so-called Shiva Nikiyim. Badikis, Tzaris, Tzai, etc. But look at the shach base. What does that mean? He quotes the Beis Yosef. Then a row of Ados means she's end the menstrual cycle. Just make one bidika 7 days. Of course, I have sitara. That just mentioned, obviously. Neither have sitara. But there's no minion of Shiva. And then we'll learn later on, V'alocha l'maisa, that's critical. No bidika yom rishon, no matter how many days passed, she couldn't have a count. The sofra lo le'atzmo means there's a count. A count has to start with one. It has to be a one and a seven. One and seven, why? It has to be a count, and then she needs a bidika of ados before tefillah, so that's yet one and seven. But the lashon of the Beis Yosef is botka pamachas b'shiva zinov. We're negeya salocha l'maise. Women who have trouble, they find things when they're bodic. Most likely due to the bidika itself. But you'd check with such cases. These are not uncommon cases there, where possibly due to a kind of a mild infection, and the area is hyperemic, is infused with more blood, or a woman that's a real furry, right? And when she makes a bidika, right? And therefore is a little bit heavy-handed, and she's always finding problems. So you tell a girl, cut it out, reduce it to a minimum. My Shrel Zatzal minimum was 1.37. He never allowed a 1.7. They always cried it, one bidika in the middle. His Kabbalah from his father, that the bidika is 1.37.
In this case, or in the
regular Shiva Nikiyim, also we can be martyred. We'll talk about it. Shiva Nikiyim needs two bidikas a day, every day. Okay. We're talking about there's a reason to laloche to reduce the number of bidikas because she's in trouble.
If you miss day 7, would day 8 be okay as well?
Yeah. We'll talk about that. I just had a Lichtenstein. It's called last night on that child. Got to make a Yom Shvi, start all over again. And you can make a bidika the following.
So I know is it someone mock whether you need a 1 and a 7 or it would be a 2 and an 8? Like if you don't do
two and 8 means 1 and 7. Yeah.
Right. But if you do 1, 3, 7.
Each one is minus 1.
Right, yeah. But if you do 1, 3, and 7, if you don't do day 7, you have to wait till day 9.
And you make a bidika. Whenever she reminds us, always make some bidika before tefillah. The day before tefillah, just make a bidika. The last day has to be a day b'tahara.
Is there a chumrah in Yerushalayim that there has to be 1 and a 7? I know.
I'm sure there must be.
No, I think we're done.
Never ask a question. Is there a chumrah in Yerushalayim? You name me a chumrah. It's not Yerushalayim.
No, it's like there's a known.
And all the chumras in Yerushalayim were imported from Munzi. It's our main business. We export chumras. let me finish this point. V'nireh d'rotzolomar lo adif miro v'ados esfir lo arosh. I'm just introducing this because we'll be discussing it in greater detail later. Right. Well, if he's there, did he done The Kaimalan Hasam Siddala Dilo Sagi Ela Bevodka of Yom Alek Ubi Yom Zayin. Who are Din Hacha? Einiche came Das Haraba Achonim El Nira the Sivalu the Hacha Kim Lo Rosa Va the other three is better, right? So what is he saying? I Paskin Bechumra. You need 1 and 7. But I honest, an honest post-sex and the others disagreeing with me.